Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Hayden, Robert Paul, and Savannah Janae with another episode of I Stand at the Door. I miss you guys. I didn't do it this last week. It was Savannah.
No, that was the first time. No, it wasn't.
That you just did by yourself. Oh, well, you did it with your dad.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. That was a really good episode. And for those of you who may not have heard it, especially those who are in a relationship or love someone who struggles with pornography, listen to that episode. And those of you who are thinking about having a crucial conversation with someone you are in a relationship with, it is also very useful. So, awesome episode Savannah did. This week, Walker decided to start crying. I'll start introducing because we talked about this, the subject, and come back in with cutie little boy. So this last week, the reason why I was not in... So this last week, the reason why I was not on the podcast is because I was in Alaska with my dad and brother, and we were on a fishing trip. It was awesome. We were doing halibut fishing and salmon and sea bass. It was awesome. We caught so many fish, ended up bringing home 200 pounds worth of fish fillets, which is going to be awesome. We're going to do a little fish fry tonight. So, but I learned something that I think is pretty useful, like a nice little analogy when it comes to this issue, and not only the issue with pornography, but sin generally. So this is kind of what I learned. So to halibut fish, the way that you do it is you drop a lure down. It kind of almost looks like a little grub with a tail on it, and then you stick a piece of fish, and it's huge. Like, it's bigger than my hand. Like, it's a big thing. It's supposed to simulate a fish, obviously. You drop it down to the bottom of the ocean until it touches, and then all you do is you bounce it on the bottom of the ocean, and then a halibut swims by and nibbles on it. Sometimes it will take it right away. Sometimes it nibbles for a second, another time, and then you hook it, you know, and you have to take, there's a little element of luck and definitely an element of patience as well. But what I learned is that it's a lot. This is how the adversary works with us. He provides something that looks like something that we want, that not only that we want, but we need to survive, right? And he takes that and he lures us with it, and then he hooks us. And in a lot of ways, it can be very destructive. And so, like, for example, with pornography, something that we need, and this is something that we actually need as human beings, is connection, love, and in a lot of ways, an intimate relationship. And if we don't have that, then it's gonna really mess up what fundamentally makes us human. And so the adversary creates something that looks like it, which is pornography, or it feels like it momentarily, right? And then it hooks you. And then for any of you who have fished, even if you haven't fished, the hook itself isn't what keeps the fish on, like the hooked piece of metal. But there's this little thing on there called the barb. And it's just like a little piece of metal on the hook. Little Walker's sad right now. He needs his binky. But there's this little barb on the hook. Just this little piece of metal that's moving in the different direction. Oh, sad boy. Don't be sad. Will you be good? And this little piece of metal that's moving in the opposite direction, or is pointed in the opposite direction, is so effective at keeping the hook in the fish's mouth. And it, once it goes through the one way, it's a lot harder to bring it back out. And I feel like with this issue with pornography, and we've talked about this before, but shame really is the barb. Just the smallest amounts of shame is the barb that keeps us attached, and keeps us on the hook. Babe, what are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I thought of also kind of...
Come a little closer to the mic.
Yeah. I thought of like whatever the next step... Closer?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever the next step is in your recovery, like whether it's confession or telling someone that you love, or, you know, whatever your next thing is, that could also be like what's keeping you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. Yeah. Like you said, the shame, whatever's keeping you from taking the next step in your recovery and in your repentance, it's like, if you're hooked on a barb, I mean, if you're on a hook and a barb is keeping you on the hook, like, you're probably thinking, like, ooh, that's going to hurt. Like, I don't want to rip the hook out of my mouth because...
It'll probably take a chunk of your mouth with
it. It'll hurt, right? And sometimes it does. Sometimes that next step is not very comfortable, but it's absolutely necessary. And I think it's probably going to... I think that you'll realize you're glad you did it. Mm-hmm. I can't talk. You're glad you did it. After it's over.
And do you know what hurts worse than having a hook, a piece of your lip ripped off from a barb?
What?
Getting ripped out of the water and bludgeoned to death.
Yeah, true.
Because that's what happens with the fish.
Because Hayden had way too much fun doing that with his halibut.
It was a fighter. I mean, you get it out and you want to kill it because you don't want it to just like suffer slowly. And so you just beat it to death with a fish beater. And let me tell you, that's a whole lot worse than just the hurt of
just ripping the barb off,
you know? And so, one thing I wanted to talk about was the attribute of courage, that no matter what, even if we change our culture around pornography and it's viewed in a lot less grim of a way, and we have a lot more positive look towards repentance from pornography, even if that all happens, it's still going to take an element of courage for those of us trying to repent, because it takes you saying, I'm doing something wrong and I can't stop by myself. And that is a courageous act to do that. I really strongly believe, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, that courage isn't necessarily the crowning attribute necessarily, but it is the ever-present attribute in all other attributes. It takes courage for us to exercise charity, for example. Because to exercise charity, what you're doing is you're giving something that maybe you need or something that you don't know if you'll get back. And you're giving it out of love for someone else. It takes courage to be humble. For example, like if you're in a situation where someone has an idea, and you might not think it's the best idea, but you humble yourself and you go with it anyway. It takes courage to be able to follow that person's idea. All the attributes, it takes courage. And I just think that's super interesting. What are your thoughts, babe?
I think of like when we talk about this concept, last week in my podcast, I talked about being willing to just sit in the discomfort, mm-hmm. you know, and just like pushing through even when it is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And sometimes that has to do with communication or whatever. But I think in this case, having courage is like just being... when I think of the word courage, I think of brave, which mm-hmm. I know they're not always synonymous. But you have to just be brave and just get through the initial, like, yeah, the discomfort. Like, it's not always fun to take your next step in repentance or... I don't know, what specific examples of courage are we talking about here with pornography, do you think?
I mean, it takes courage to talk to a bishop. Mm-hmm. It takes courage to tell your parents. It takes courage to be honest over and over again with an accountability partner.
I think it also takes courage to be like right there in the moment, feeling tempted and wanting to look at pornography mm-hmm. and to just sit and be like, well... This is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like I'm making myself.
I have a battle.
Wait. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're fighting through it. And sometimes, you know, you don't have a distraction or you don't have something to get you out of it. Maybe it's in the middle of the night and you're just mm-hmm. feeling really tempted and you know, you can't just go to the grocery store or whatever. Like it takes courage. You have to be brave and willing to put up a fight instead of, you know, mm-hmm. like just giving in.
Yeah. There's one scripture that I really like. It's in Romans chapter 8 verses 28. And it says this, and we'll talk about it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And it's true. Like, and that's, I guess that is an element of faith that can accompany courage. And, you know, faith and courage are very tightly linked as well, because part of being courageous is having faith that it will work together for your good in the end, that taking these scary steps and doing things that you are avoiding on purpose, if you take those steps and you do them, then it will, in the end, work together for your good. And I've experienced that in my life, that anytime there's been something that I've avoided and haven't wanted to do, but I knew that I should have done, whenever I do it, it always works together for my good and is a positive experience.
Well, if you look at your recovery from pornography, I mean, now Hayden has a calling, like with the young men in our ward. And obviously we have this podcast, and there have been firesides and times when we've been able to go talk about things that we've learned. And I mean, in the moment when you were struggling with pornography as what, an 18-year-old or whenever you were, then it would have been hard to think that way, to like, oh, well, it's all going to be worth it someday if I can just, you know, keep pushing through the fight. But now you are. Now the Lord has taken things that you have brought to his feet, and he's saying, like, let's bless lives with this. You know, it's working together for your good because you chose to repent and to keep trying.
For others' good, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm about to get a little fired up, guys. So buckle up, because I want to talk about this. Recently, we were having a discussion with a friend who was, talking about how, you know, how do I bring this up to someone that I like? And then we were also talking about, you know, I was saying how whenever I'm in an elders quorum or I'm in, you know, in a lesson in church, and they ask questions about, oh, what sort of struggles do we have today? Or what are some of the hard things? I always bring up pornography, and I always share how I struggled with it for so long. And he's kind of like, well, how do people react? And I was just like, does it really matter what other people think? Because here's the thing, put yourself in their shoes, in other people's shoes, and you were struggling with porn, and someone comes up and shares openly about their story with it. Like, how would you feel about that person? You would look at them as very courageous and as bringing up an issue that is necessary to be talked about and is very relevant. And this is what I'm saying to you guys. Your recovery is not just going to affect you, and it's not going to even just affect your immediate family or your future family. Your recovery, other people depend on it. Other people you don't even know yet depend on you being courageous and overcoming this problem, so that you later on can turn around and share with someone else and help them through that problem. And I get so sick when what we do as a society many times, like, for example, one thing that I learned during my military training that they try to pound in you is that it's always your responsibility. Everything is your responsibility. So for example, we have these MREs. They're like our rations that we have, and there's obviously trash involved. They're wrapped up in something. And what would happen is, you know, when we were out in the field, there'd be trash laying around everywhere, and people would look at it and be like, it's not my trash, it doesn't matter. It's not my trash, it doesn't matter. And then what happens is trash builds up over time, and then, you know, the people who are putting us through the training would come over and just completely wreck us. They're like, how many people walked past this trash and didn't pick it up? And what I'm saying is that the abdication or the pushing off of responsibility from yourself, like, you see a problem and you push it off for yourself, it doesn't just affect you. It affects everybody. And this problem with pornography, it is our responsibility. It's no one else's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility to fight against it and to help those who are struggling as well. And so that's why I'm getting a little fired up, and I want you to feel fired up too. Stop putting it off. Stop putting off your recovery. Your recovery is going to be the means by which someone else comes closer to Jesus Christ and overcomes this. So we all of us need to stop thinking about ourselves, and we need to solve this. And I know it's hard, and I've done it, but I will tell you this, that once you stop thinking about yourself and you start thinking about wanting to help others and being in a place where you can better help others, like, every lesson you learn along this way is something that can be passed on to someone else. And so, like I said, I was a little fired up, but I just want you guys to just have that sort of mindset as you go through your recovery. It will just add and give you motivation.
Well, and think about it this way, like, if you are listening to this podcast, Like, have you ever felt like something that Hayden said because of his own recovery was a strength for you? Because, like, what if Hayden was so worried about what people were going to think of him by talking about pornography and, like, this problem that he has, you know? Like, what if you bringing up this problem that you have, instead of thinking, like, oh, everyone's going to think this, like, judgy thing about me, what if this conversation that you could have with somebody supported one person in their recovery and helped them know that they weren't alone and that they had someone that they could look up to? Like, what if that's the same way that you can help other people in the way that you've been helped, mm-hmm. right?
Because we don't have the reach. We'll keep talking about this. We'll keep doing firesides. We'll keep trying to help people overcome this issue. But we don't have the reach that you have. I don't know everybody that you know. I don't go to your church. I'm not in your community. So you guys need to do that. That's your job. It's our job to lift where we stand. Whatever platform, whatever network we have, we need to talk about this issue, and we need to do it in a positive light that is focused on repentance through the grace of the Savior Jesus Christ. And if we do that, then we will see and make some serious strides. Babe, what are your final thoughts?
Sorry, I just ran out to help Walker, so I didn't hear what you're talking about. But I think that it's all, like, why can't we just change the way that we think about things? Like, why do we have to care what other people think? Why can't we just, like...
And we're talking about ourselves as well in this, you know? It's not...
Well, yeah. Totally. Why? I mean, I totally have fears about this, too. Like, why is it so hard to just have the courage... Oh, Walker's crying. To have the courage to just be uncomfortable and, like, do the things that we feel will benefit other people instead of, I don't know, I'm talking very abstractly right now, but
because we're thinking about ourselves. That's the issue. We're not thinking about the other people. Right. So, all right, guys, well, Walker's done. So it looks like we're going to be done too. But I really appreciate you guys, reaching out. One thing, a lot of you guys have asked, like, hey, I want to have some meetings. Like, do you have any meetings, especially down in the Provo area? So a lot of people from BYU or UVU have been reaching out and are like, are there any meetings down here? Like the ones that I've talked about that helped me out. And there aren't any yet. I've had a couple talks with a bishop, and I'm actually going to be doing a fireside on September 19th. Savannah and I will be doing a fireside on September 19th down at the UVU Institute. We'll share more details as we get the exact time and what building and all that stuff. But we're with that group, we're trying to get some of those meetings set up. But the reason I bring this up is because you guys, you have the opportunity to share, whether it's this podcast. I have a bunch of materials that I give bishops that talk about the whole program, everything that they would need, the whole structure of how it works. And if you connect me with them, then I can pass that material over, and then maybe a place where you can set up a group in your area. So I guess that's our invitation to you guys, is talk to your church leaders and introduce them to us and to the podcast. Give them our email, and we can hopefully get some of these meetings going and start to create support groups in your area. Especially down in Utah Valley, guys. Like, do you know how many people are struggling with this? Like, it's insane. So have the courage to do that. We love you guys. We love when you share your stories with us. And until next week, keep up the good fight.